is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in and ring up whatever you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. It's that simple. You can actually control the content of the site. You know, I went to freetalklive.com tonight, as I do. It's one of my show prep things. It's one of the websites that I visit.
Same here.
And I was blown away. I didn't know where to start. There was so much good content. Just, I mean, the first half a dozen stories were just, I marked them all down on my show prep file. I don't know how many of them we're going to get a chance to talk about. But they're all there for you, and that's one of the neat things about the site is you basically, you create the show prep for Free Talk Live if you want, and you can also vote on the stuff other people put on the site. So if you like it, you vote it up. If you don't like it, you can ignore it or vote it down. Go to freetalklive.com, submit what you want to the website. Maybe it's a YouTube video, a blog post perhaps, or a news item, and then it appears on the upcoming stories page where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the website. So do go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. In fact, Johnny Ray is going to talk about the top story not right now, but in a little bit. The what is the top story now on the site will be discussed here. It's about a gun buyback program in Seattle that went a little awry, at least from the bureaucrats' perspective.
Right.
We'll tell you more about that here in moments. 855-450-FREE allows you to share your thoughts. Maybe you've got some more Robin Hooding stories of your own. We've been talking about the phenomenon that is Robin Hooding. It's a more of an off-and-on activism that has happened here over the years in Keene, and recently, within the last couple of months, has really just blossomed into something amazing. And there have been some interesting stories over the years with Robin Hooding. Lauren Canario started it many years ago in Keene, and it was picked up by Sean Murphy, who donned a cape, actually. He was wearing a cape as he was Robin Hooding out there on a daily. He was actually doing it on a daily basis years ago because he was working in downtown Keene and would walk to work and would walk home from work, and as he was walking to and from work would take that time to rescue people's parking meters and leave them notes.
And didn't he leave self-addressed stamped envelopes, and didn't he turn a profit?
He was the first person to turn a profit from the Robin Hooding, and I mean, it probably wasn't enough to live on, but it was a profit nonetheless. And for anybody to make a profit at doing activism is a real indicator of success, because it's hard as hell to make any money doing activism. Usually it's just a labor of love and you sink your money into it. But in this case, he was actually making it, because when he would save someone from getting a ticket, sometimes they would feel, you know, really grateful and they had a few extra bucks, so they would send him the money. Instead of sending $5 to the police department to pay off a ticket, they'd send him $2 or something like that to say thanks. And that same thing is happening today because Robin Hooding's back, and there have been other people that have done it, but James Cleveland has really stepped up and is doing an awesome job. He's the newest blogger over at freekeen.com. There's a video where a guy walks up and hands him a couple bucks. There's another video where a guy goes into a store in downtown Keene, comes out a few minutes later, comes up to James and hands him a handful of nickels.
Right.
And, these people appreciate not having to get a parking ticket and deal with having to pay the parking ticket and the frustration that brings.
I'm just, I would challenge anybody listening. You have, like, imagine you have in your the option of, paying a parking fine of $5, or you can give the guy who saved you from the parking fine $5 in nickels so he can go save other people from parking fines.
Yeah, that's huge.
And I just, obviously most people don't do that. But if I had, I'm trying to think like somebody who doesn't, think the government is an organization that is either inefficient or evil. I'm not 100% sure which, and I think it vacillates between those at different times. But I would just think that people don't like that whole fine thing. You did something wrong. Your meter expired and you didn't keep an eye on it. You're bad, bad, bad. I think they're glad to have gotten away with, that parking thing, and that they'd be grateful.
There's only a couple of people who have ever not been grateful to Robin Hooding, and there was one of those videos.
Wasn't that a couple of people? A couple?
A couple.
I think that really only counts as one.
I think there was another guy, too, at one point. But so every now and then, I mean, 1 in 100 people will get all grumpy about Robin Hooders being out there on the streets of Keene. And there's one particularly ridiculous video where a guy who is a fan of the parking meter maids, the meter enforcers, actually gets up in Chris Cantwell's face and, you know, basically yells at a group of us that were out doing Robin Hooding one day.
Boy, did he pick the wrong guy to yell at.
And he, you know, it's all on video. If you go to freekeen.com and click the Robin Hooding category, if you can scroll back and look through several different Robin Hooding videos, but or just search for Cantwell and Robin Hooding, I think that might pull it up. But this guy tried to, you know, make us believe that people were against this, that people were against being saved from the meter man.
Argumentum ad populum, but I don't think
he said
it's true.
He was going to get a group of people to walk linked arm in arm, basically, like to block our way, to stop us from interfering and harassing. He called it harassing the meter maid. And he claimed he was going to come back with more people one of these days, and he was going to show us that people are on his side, not the side of Robin Hood. And then, you know, obviously we didn't stop continuing to save people from the meter maids. We kept following her around, and he kind of followed us around as well and attempted to harangue us into stopping, which, of course, didn't work. And eventually the meter maid got in her meter maid mobile and
cut it off.
Yeah, and tried to make an escape. So James Cleveland and Chris hopped in James's car because they'd parked right next to her. That way you don't have to, like, go to another part of the parking lot. So
they really have this, this just shy of harassment. You know, they have this system down.
It's, well, it's not harassment. Science.
It's just it's just observing your public servants,
yeah.
So called. And
but it'd be harassment if they weren't out harassing people.
So
this is counter harassment.
Exactly. And that was one of the points I made to the guy when he called it harassment. I said, well, if they would just stop ticketing people, we wouldn't be here. We'd find something else to do. And of course, the usual get a job line came out multiple
times.
So
do you do too, buddy? I mean, what are you doing here hassling us? Go get a job.
Well, so what he ended up doing after James and Chris Campbell got in their car to follow the meter maid, this guy got in his truck with his wife or whoever it was, his girlfriend, and pulls down Main Street. It's a two-lane, so he got in front of James, then pulled over in directly in front of him. They went around a roundabout, and were heading back toward the police station at this point, which is where the parking meters work from. They work from out of the police station. And this dude goes 5 miles an hour. I'm not exaggerating. I was on my bicycle at this time in pursuit, and I was able to catch up to them driving while this lover of the meter enforcers was essentially blocking all traffic for the purpose of trying to stop them from following the meter maid. It was absolutely ludicrous. He's in the minority.
You should have gotten in the crosswalk with your camera on and stood in front of his vehicle. That way he had to stop. The Cantwell could back up, go around him, and turn around.
Well, unfortunately, there weren't any crosswalks at that point in the driving, but anyway.
I love the idea that you've got to stop for somebody in a crosswalk.
I mean, been caught on video. You can see it for yourself.
Somebody under, okay, 6 or over 86. Yeah, I got it. But you know, the average person, they can get across the street without everybody coming to a full, complete stop when somebody steps near a crosswalk.
Yeah.
Here in New Hampshire, they're so hypersensitive to it. If you go near the crosswalk, somebody will try to wave you across. I'm just standing near it. I'm waiting.
Right.
Yeah, so go to freekeen.com, click on Robin Hood under the categories list. There's a bunch of categories, but go to Robin Hood and then scroll down till you get to area man harangues activists, blocks traffic to save parking enforcer from Robin Hooders. It's one of the most ridiculous videos I think we've ever posted at freekeen.com. We'll continue with your thoughts, your calls. Scott is in East Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, Scott?
Well, our mutual friend Sam suggested I give you another call. I called the other night. You didn't really have time. I didn't know you were short on time. But I understand you've had a situation with property taxes.
I think we all have, yeah.
Well, anybody that owns property has a situation with property taxes. So I want to hear what you have to say. Stand by. We'll bring you back here in moments. Scott is calling from Texas, and we'll continue his call, his thoughts, 855-450-FREE. And then coming up, a gun buyback program goes a little bit crazy with people showing up and selling guns at the gun buyback program. Johnny Ray's got that story, the Keenvention. We'll talk a little bit more about that concept in moments. You can also take control. Bring if anything, it's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. Still to come, the gun buyback program that went wrong. We'll explain what happened. Johnny Ray's got that story. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there for you. We've got archives that go back for years, all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download as many as you would like. It costs you nothing but the time it takes to click. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the last 7 days worth of the show right there on the top of the website. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back for years. Plus, you can also get more than just the archives of the show, and there are a lot of those. But you can get more than that by going to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Everything that's posted to our SoundCloud page also automatically is posted to our podcast. So if you're subscribed to our podcast, you'll always receive everything that's being posted to SoundCloud. Mark, you post things there on a regular basis. The Edgington Post episodes.
That's right.
You just put one up tonight, correct?
That's correct. I did put one up.
Who was it?
It was Ed Qualls, who is the author of a book, but he was talking about this internet threat called Operation Red October, which I thought was kind of interesting, so I had him on to talk about that.
All right. Well, if you want to know more about that, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You'll see the post there. And also, if you're already over at freetalklive.com, just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share for our SoundCloud link. Let's continue here in moments with your calls, but first,
I wanted to tell you about blockchain.info. Johnny Ray and I were just talking off air about my favorite subject for the last few months, bitcoins. Blockchain.info is a site where you can go get information about bitcoins. But one thing you can get is an online wallet. And I've tried to understand this a little bit, and I'm not the computer expert, but apparently blockchain.info does its encryption inside your web browser. So it has the security of a desktop client with the convenience of a web wallet. And the web wallets can be a little inconvenient to some extent. When you get the regular Bitcoin wallet at Bitcoin, is it bitcoin.org, Ian?
I believe so.
Okay, bitcoin.org, you get the regular web. It can take 3 days to download the blockchain. Now, I download the blockchain because I want to be one of the people that's seeding the blockchain. It's important to me. I'm a zealot. There's no doubt about it. But I think the average person just doesn't need to be doing that. So blockchain.info gives you the opportunity to get as many wallets as you want. You can move money in between the wallets. You can have different types of wallets. And it's all encrypted on the on your browser. And now people, it's open source. People audit this stuff and make sure that what I'm saying is true and what they say is true. It lacks some of the vulnerabilities that have existed previously as far as ways that you can keep your bitcoins online.
Gotcha.
One of the vulnerabilities that we had at one point back in the early days of Bitcoin is somebody opened a Bitcoin bank and then shut the doors and said, oh, sorry, I got hacked. All the Bitcoins are gone.
And, oh, wait, here's 49% of them.
And then, apparently he was afraid that somebody was going to send out a hitman after him, so he refunded 49% of them.
Yeah.
And whatever. You have to learn these things. It's sad that I had to learn them. But
unfortunately, sometimes you have to learn things the hard way. Blockchain.info, great site.
Right. I would like to just, real quick, I want to tell you some of the features. Client-side encryption, two-factor authentication, cloud backups. It's immune to server-side hacks. You don't have to trust it because, well, somebody can audit it. Instant deposits, payment notifications, so you'll get a little email and that sort of thing. So it's got a lot of features there at a blockchain.info's wallet.
Let's go to the phones. To the phone, Scott is with us in East Texas. So Scott, you wanted to tell us about property taxes.
Yeah, I understand I wanted to be able to tell you a little bit about a situation I had concerning my business personal property tax, which is not much different than your personal property tax on your house.
Okay.
Everything in life is by contract. Everything you say and everything you do is an offer of contract. For example, go stand by the bus stop sign, and they're going to stop and offer you a ride because you're making an offer just by merely standing there. You with me on that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's an interesting concept. I don't know if I agree with it, but go ahead.
Well, anything you say or anything you do is an offer of contract. And if you can accept that, then it'll make sense.
I asked a judge once if he was making an offer, and he put me in handcuffs and threw me in jail.
Yeah, and he says, do you understand the charges against you?
But he said no. I mean,
that's right. Say no, because if you understand, that means you stand under the charges.
I've heard that rumor, too.
But
and,
Ian said no, he did not understand. The judge gave him 30 more days for saying, I don't understand.
Well, he made him an offer. The response I would say is, I do not accept the benefit of your offer.
Well, this is what I've always encountered, Scott, is that even when I try a lot of these legal theories...
consider, Scott, this guy spent time in jail for this legal theory. It's not like he just cavalierly is brushing it off.
There's always someone who comes along and says, oh, well, you did it wrong. But anyway, I still want to hear what you have to say, so go ahead and tell me.
Well, for example, my wife and I opened a retail store in Texas, and we did not apply for a DBA, a doing business as, an assumed name, an alias. You know, they're all one and the same. Mm-hmm. Because in the statutes it says that an assumed name means the name of a business that does not include the surname of the owner of the business. In other words, you're not assuming anything because you're putting yourself forth directly to the public.
Right.
You're not hiding behind anything. Okay, so you don't need an assumed name. We did not apply for a sales tax permit. Because if you collect sales tax and you don't have a permit, then you're breaking the law. You have to be permitted. In other words, a permit or a license allows you to do something that otherwise is considered illegal. And so we did not apply, which to apply means to voluntarily submit, you know, and beg permission for the privilege of...
Sure, and that's what submit means. You mean you are submitting yourself, you are prostrating oneself to someone else's perceived authority. Yeah, I
agree
that.
With you 100% on that.
Yeah.
You're correct. And so consequently, and I know that I mentioned earlier that the word person is a fictional legal entity, which it is. You can look it up in the government code, chapter 311 in Texas, and a person is a fictional legal entity. Now, you cannot put a living soul in those special definitions because of the justum generis, which means you cannot mix different types, sorts, classes, or natures within a special definition. So a person is a corporation, okay? And that's in the statutes. Anybody can
look
that up.
Sure. Yep, I've seen that too. But I've also seen definitions which include corporation and living humans as well. So not all statutes are created equal, or all definitions of person are created equal. So it depends, I guess, on where you look. But yes, person
is individual. And an individual is a fictional legal entity, but that's really kind of off the point of what I'm trying to make here. I want to just tell you what I experienced firsthand.
Okay. So no sales tax permit, no DBA. Go ahead.
That's right. Okay, so we run the business for over a year, and the sales tax...
And what was the business, if I might ask? What was the retail...
Balloons.
Balloons. Okay, got it.
Decorating, okay. Catering, that kind of thing for...
Yeah.
Parties.
People need balloons. God bless you for providing balloons to the people of Texas. Thank you for that.
You got to have a good time, you know?
Right,
but, absolutely.
Anyway, the comptroller sent one of their agents around, and he comes into the store, and unfortunately for him, I was there and my wife was not.
I want to know more
the truth.
About this, all right? Because, you know, I love guys who know what this, you know, at least sound like they know what they're talking about.
Right. He's confident. I'm ready.
Who are willing to go up against the state. You said it was how many months before they finally sent an agent in?
About a year.
All right.
I defeated the...
Stick with me, Scott. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. I want to hear more about your story. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. And bring up whatever's on your mind. What was it that happened when the state agent came to pay Scott a visit? It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help
my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Tell us your story about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We invite you over to our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We've got a lot of them. The mobile site's one. You can go and access our live streams through your smartphone. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You get quick access there to all three different bandwidths. We get the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our show. They air the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. Plus, you can link to our podcast. All the videos is over at m.freetalklive.com.
I was talking about Bitcoin in the last segment. I want to tell you how to get some Bitcoins. The fastest, safest, and easiest way to get them is to go to BitInstant.com. The guys over there that's their goal. Their goal is to make it easy for people to get into Bitcoins, because, you know, in the past, it was kind of difficult to get Bitcoins. Now, you can go to more than a million locations around the world, including your computer right at home, and deposit cash, tell them where your Bitcoin wallet is, and how you want to fund it. And that's all you've got to do. It's BitInstant.com. As a matter of fact, the guys from BitInstant will be at the Liberty Forum that's
coming up. Absolutely.
And I'm excited to see them.
Good guys.
Eric Voorhees will be giving a speech on Bitcoin.
So. A Free State Project participant.
Yep. I really do think that Bitcoins are one of those shining bright lights in the future of Liberty.
Indeed. Let's continue here. And by the way, what's the price right now? $19.20-something? $19.20-something?
I've got it at $19.20 right now. It keeps on going up.
Seems like it over time.
Get in today, because tomorrow we don't know where it's going
to
be.
That's true. You never know. Let's go to Scott. He He's back in East Texas. You opened a store, Scott, a retail establishment. You're providing party supplies like balloons and other services like that. You did not beg for any corporate permission to do this. You also did not apply for any kind of sales tax permit because you're not going to collect sales tax. What is the sales tax rate, by the way, in Texas? Like 9% or something?
8.25%, but let me say this. Do you not have the right to buy and sell?
Yeah,
I believe you do. Yeah, okay, without begging anyone's permission tax, either.
When you allow your rights to become taxed, they are no longer a right. They become a privilege. Slaves have privileges. Free people have rights.
Hear, hear.
I'm with you, man. I love the way you talk. I like your story so far. So you're running this business. It's about a year. And then finally some kind of agent comes in. From what bureaucracy were they?
Comptroller.
Comptroller. Is that like a revenue office?
Yeah, sales tax.
Okay, got it.
Okay, you know, they collect the sales tax for the state of Texas.
Yep.
So anyway, he comes in, and, you know, he's looking around. He's like, well, I'm here to check to see if you've got a sales tax permit displayed. I'm like, no, we don't have one of those. He's like, oh, well, you have to have one of those. If you don't, we'll fine you $500 a day and sue you in district court. And I'm like, no, you won't. He's like, oh, yeah, yes, we will. I said, no, you think you may sue me, but you'll really be suing my corporate straw man, and that's not me. I said, and anyway, have you ever read the sales tax permit statutes? Do you know what the law says? Do you understand the special definitions? Do you understand the applicability? Can you figure all that out? Anyway, I went into it. I know we don't have time to quote everything I said, but basically I pointed out to him that we don't have to file a sales tax permit. You know, we don't need that permission to be able to buy or sell in Texas. In fact, nobody does. And anyway,
so you're saying it's written in the Texas statutes that it's a voluntary act?
Every tax is voluntary. I haven't filed since 2000.
And you haven't paid property taxes?
I do have a contract for that since I have a mortgage, so I must honor contracts. If you don't honor a contract, you will wind up in court for breach of contract. Breach of contract is a suable offense.
Understood. All right.
Okay,
continue the story.
The mortgage, I had to agree to pay property.
You're correct. That is part of the mortgage. That's absolutely true. So go ahead with the rest of your story. So you say this to this guy, and then what?
And he's like, I got to go. I said, no, you're not going anywhere yet. I'm not done with you yet. And he stood there, and I talked to him for about another 15 minutes, educating him about the sales tax and what the fraud of it all is. Anyway, he left, and they assigned a number to my wife without her permission. Now,
a sales tax number.
Yeah, if a sales you have to apply for the sales tax number. Mm-hmm. It's not assigned. You have to apply. And so when he assigned it, he stepped outside his legal authority. You know, he usurped his authority by doing that. He made a legal determination and was representing my wife without her permission.
Wow.
He was practicing law without a license. Oh my gosh, that's a suable offense too. So anyway, they assigned this number, and then after they assigned the number, they garnished my wife's checking account, stole $1,700, cleaned her out, put her out of business. I went down to the bank. I'm like, look, these people do not have jurisdiction over my wife's personal private bank account, which she was using. They have jurisdiction over commercial banking accounts. And the lady at the bank agreed with me. And she gave me some information. I have all this paperwork, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so she agreed with me. And, you know, funny, she doesn't work at the bank anymore. They let her go right after that.
Hmm. Well, maybe what you're saying is true, but it certainly didn't stop the bank from handing over the dough, right?
Oh, of course not. So anyway, they sent a some sort of marshal or somebody. He wrote her a ticket, you know, and we went to court. And whenever we're dealing with the judge, he got so aggravated about the argument that, yes, he threw my wife in jail for a day. I came and bailed her out. We went to court. And, of course, on the municipal level, you know, it's a dog and pony show. So we let him go ahead and run over her because we were going to appeal to the county court of law anyway because that's where you can win. So anyway, she goes into the county court of law, and the judge is like, you know, let's see, you're charged with driving under the influence of alcohol. She's like, what? I never drive underneath, you know, been drinking and driving. He goes, oh, I'm sorry, that must be some sort of error. Now, what was the charge against you?
What?
Yeah, see, they can only use against you what you admit to them, okay? So he could not charge her with something that was not against the law. And when she said, Well, no valid sales tax permit. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Let me just write that in here. Let me change that, and I'll write that in here. And let me initial that. And would you initial this, please, right here? See, she was endorsing the renegotiation in the contract.
Where were you during all this?
I'm sitting out in the bleachers in the public watching all this, you know, and I'm just grinning. All the judges trying to stare me down, you know, because he's just totally PO'd. But that's okay. It doesn't faze me. So anyway, he says, all right, now, do you understand the charges against you then? She goes, no. He's like, well, what do you not understand? She goes, well, according to the Texas case law, and I can't remember the two cases right off the top of my head. I'd have to look them up for you. I didn't make notes tonight. I'm sorry. I'm not prepared for you.
But, you know, before you go on, when I've been asked this by Judge Burke here in Keene, if I understand, and I've told him no, he just basically says, well, you've been here enough times. You understand.
Oh, well, you're letting him represent you and make a legal determination for you. That's your fault, and if you don't contest that, you just accepted his offer.
Well, how do you contest it when the guy, I mean, one time when he did it, he gave him 30 days in jail for what was...
Yeah, and he told me if I opened my mouth again, I would get another 30 days at that point.
I don't accept the benefit of your offer.
30 more days.
I want to see...
contract. Accept that because it's the truth, and just don't accept the benefit of their offer.
It's an interesting line. I don't expect that it will work on him because he's got men with guns.
You accept the benefit of a taser if you didn't accept the benefit of his offer.
He's got men with guns who stand there and do whatever it is that he tells them to do. You know, I want you to continue your story here in a moment, but I just, you know, I find it hard to believe that that organization of words.
And because this is not the America that we were born into anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So your rights have been usurped and stripped away from all of us in every form, fashion, and sense that you can imagine. But anyway, whenever he's like, do you understand the charges against you? She's like, no, I don't. He's like, well, why not? What do you not understand? She's like, well, according to these two case laws here, there's three types of charging instruments in the Texas Constitution. There's an information, an indictment, and a grand jury. Well, anyway, only
grand jury
carry force of law. The ticket that she got is not an information nor a grand jury indictment, and so it does not charge you with a crime, okay? So whenever she brought those two case laws up, he got all flustered, and he looked over at the prosecuting attorney. He goes, well, do you have an information or a grand jury indictment? He's like, no.
Scott, how are people supposed to... I want to continue with you in a moment here, so can you stand by?
Of course.
We'll bring you back here. How is the average person supposed to grasp this?
How do you implement?
How do you learn this? 855, 453, and does it actually work?
Show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk. Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring us what you want. Tell us your story. 855-450-FREE. About whatever's on your mind. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. Go there. Enjoy all the features. We give them to you. Now, if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links there that will take you to Amazon, as well as Newegg and some other places. And when you shop through those links, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So you get the stuff you're looking for in life from Amazon, for instance, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. You get the same great prices, same great Amazon service and selection that you're used to. You're just starting through our affiliate link. So please take the extra moment that it takes to go to shop.freetalklive.com. And if you want to save yourself that moment, go to shop.freetalklive.com once. Select the Amazon of your choice. There's Amazon Canada, UK, and Amazon US. Select the Amazon of your choice. Then bookmark that. What the landing page that you get to when you go to Amazon, bookmark that link. And then all you have to do is go back to that bookmark next time you want to go shopping. So
true.
It saves you the extra step. And makes
it takes an extra moment to do that, and then you can do all your shopping through that link. And it, you know, it's
in perpetuity. And it helps us out a lot. So thank you for that, and appreciate you buying things through shop.freetalklive.com. Scott's with us, listening in East Texas. You got an interesting story, Scott. I always, you know, find these legal theories fascinating. For you, you think it's, you know, from your experience, this is legal fact. This is something you've gone and you say that you've done. You've gone into court. You brought up some of these, you know, points, for lack of a better term, because it's hard to summarize all this in a short way, because there's a lot of learning involved in this, it sounds like. How many hours of research did you have to do before you felt like you knew the system enough to be able to go into a courtroom situation like that?
I still don't know enough. You never know enough. But I've been doing this fight for 20 years, just for an example.
20 years.
So you know what you're really dealing with here. I have an 11-year-old son that was born by C-section in the hospital. He does not have a Social Security number or birth certificate.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so
that's,
you know,
impressive that you're able to do that in a hospital.
Yeah, you know how I got him out of there?
Like a football?
Grabbed him and jumped out the window.
I actually did have to catch him when they dropped him like a football. See, they wanted to damage the package because I would not relinquish the title to my son's sovereignty by contract by giving them his name. What's your name worth?
I don't know how you can give anybody's sovereignty away is what I wonder. How can your parent give you up?
You contract away your rights by giving them your name. Doesn't the cop always ask, what's your name? Give me your name. And when you do, look at this way. Give me your name. Do it now. Give me your name.
Well, what I'm asking you, though, is, if you give them a fake name, that's a crime, too.
Didn't talk about giving a fake name. I never have to lie. The truth always sets you free, right? Well, I suggest you stick with it. Give me your name.
My name's Mark Edge.
It's mine. Well, when you give it to me, what am I going to do with it? Anything I want.
Repeat it.
I'll put it on any contract I want because you gave it to me. It's like a ship with no flag now. It's being salvaged, okay?
So tell me where all this took you. I mean, so your wife lost... Your wife lost her business ultimately because the bank garnished her account on behalf of the state.
They stole it. Yeah, they shut down the account. It was a private account, not a commercial account, so the comptroller did not have jurisdiction. And when I pointed that out to the lady in the bank, she's like, you're absolutely right. So she sent paperwork back to the comptroller's agents, and they had to falsify the documents and resend them to the bank. And then, of course, they got the funds when they did the document properly for the bank, but it was not proper because it was not the correct account. And I have all this paperwork, by the way, okay? That's not the issue. I have all the facts and proof.
Is there any audio or video of you in court doing any of this stuff?
Well, no, I have the paperwork, okay? Let me get to this.
Is the paperwork available online?
And they changed, you're driving while intoxicated? And she's like, no, I wasn't. Well, he got her to admit to the charge by tricking her. It's called demur. He said, I'm sorry, that must have been a typo or something. Now, what was the charge against you? And when she responded, he's like, oh,
what
that's
should
right.
she have said?
She made him an offer, didn't she? And he accepted, no valid sales tax permit. So anyway, when they did not have the proper charging instrument that carries the force of law, at least here in Texas, and it does very little bit state to state. Anyway, when it's all finished, he gives her this piece of paper that's been altered, this contract, that he endorsed and initialed, and she did too, up there at his bench. And he's like, well, now go back around behind the court here to this little office, the secretary of the court or the court clerk or whatever, and she'll process this for you. So anyway, I went back there with the copy, with the piece of paper that he gave my wife at the bench. And I said, this is an altered contract. This document has been altered. I want a clean copy produced from your computer that states the proper charges that they just got through negotiating. The no sales tax permit.
Okay.
Well, sure enough, she changed it, put that in there, and spit it out. And she's like, well, here, have her sign this and bring it back to us. See, without her endorsement, the contract is not valid because it's a unilateral contract, not a bilateral contract. There must be two autographs on any contract to be valid, one from each party, correct?
I generally agree with you when it comes to contracts, but where is all this? Is this story going? I'm confused.
Well, let me keep going, then. I'll try to be brief. And, yes, it's very convoluted, as you can tell. And so, anyway, I took that back to my wife. I'm like, honey, if you sign this, if you endorse this, if you accept this offer, you're going to be guilty of no valid sales tax permit. And she's like, well, then I'm not going to sign it. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. Don't sign it. So I took it back to the court the next day. I tossed it down on that secretary's desk and said, we reject your offer. We don't accept this offer. Turned around, walked out. Okay, well then, of course, they didn't have anything to do, so they turned the case. The comptroller put a lien on her for $2,500. It's a fraudulent lien, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Texas Attorney General came after my wife, and he gave her a notice, an offer of contract, that if you don't pay $12,850 within 10 days, we're going to sue you in district court down here in Travis County in Austin. Well, I had sent a FOIA request to the comptroller, and I specifically stated, please provide a certified copy of the original application for the sales tax permit, submitted voluntarily, knowingly, and with full disclosure from, my wife. And if no such document exists, verify the non-existence of such document.
Got it.
Okay, so I've got a piece of paper with a gold embossed seal from the comptroller of the state of Texas, and it says no such document exists.
And if you didn't have that permit, then they, in theory, can't go after you. What happened with their threat of the lawsuit?
Well, when I sent back to the attorney general with my dismissive, all the other reasons that I gave into, Never heard back from him, and it's been, I don't know, 5-6 years. Now,
and
don't you
it.
Think if my wife was really guilty of not having a valid sales tax permit that she would have been sued by the Attorney General of the state of Texas?
Well, maybe. They put her out of business, though, so they were, you know, at least they got half of what they wanted.
It's an amazing story. I think it's fascinating. Where online can people go to see your documentation?
Well, I don't have it posted online.
Why?
I haven't ever felt the need to do that. You're the first person I've really talked about this. In public, okay?
Well, here's what I would suggest. There are a lot of people who find this interesting. You know, they like to hear stories about people winning against the system. I guess not really a total win, but a mitigated
loss. Here's something that people can do. Is you can go up to Colgate, Oklahoma, and look up a court case for Oklabelle Margaret Davidson.
Well, the average person can't do that. So what, the average person can go online and they can look for information. Is there any one place that you would recommend?
Well, I study the statutes, as you can tell, and I have learned to decode the code. See, the statutes, it's the codified.
So basically the average person's screwed, right? Because the average person can't read these statutes. They're like mind-numbing when you try to read these things. And if you can't conceptualize what they're getting at, all the legal definitions involved, then you might as well just bend over. Is that pretty much how it goes?
Well, let me say this. If a law is written so where the average common man cannot understand it, that law is void ab initio due to lack of ability to be understood. That is the law.
I would love to have you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We will bring video cameras into the courtroom. I don't know if they can do that in Texas. I've heard that you can't, but we can here in New Hampshire. And I would love to have somebody like you who, you know, and I don't disbelieve your story, man, but I hope you understand. We get people calling. We've had people call like this for years, and no one ever has anything that they can point to online to show us that this is actually what happened. So would you consider making a move to New Hampshire so we can document your courtroom situations? Because I sure would love to see somebody try this stuff who claims to know it well, because I certainly don't know it well enough. And
I'll come visit, but I'm not leaving Texas, okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck to you. Call me back another night. Maybe you can talk about property taxes, because I know that was your original reason for calling.
Yeah,
I think it's interesting. I love to hear these people with the success stories. I just don't know how realistic they are to
I've heard people
to
don't have to pay property taxes. They don't pay property taxes, and I wonder how they get away with it.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Scott. Appreciate your story. 855-450-FREE. Your mileage may vary. You know, these guys in robes will do what they want, in my observation, and no amount of words or filings or court filings will stop them from doing that.
Yeah, that all sounded like hogwash to me.
You think so? 855-453. Sam says he knows him personally. You can take control of the airwaves here. More coming up. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. Brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.